Chapter 3. Chicago. Knocking on Loretta's door unannounced was inappropriate, but I had some questions that needed answers. In the midst of my feeling like the best man, I didn't understand why she'd dragged Madison off the dance floor right after I'd proposed. Madison had come back, smiling, like everything was all good, but Loretta walked in with an attitude and avoided Madison the rest of the evening. When I had asked Madison, "What's up with your girl Loretta?" my fiancé of less than an hour said,
"She's jealous of me, but she's also happy for us. Maybe one day we'll be the ones excited for her, but I'm sure that won't be any time soon."
"Sure, Chicago, come in. Is everything okay? Is Madison all right?"
Loretta asked, closing the door. "Yeah, she's fine, and I apologize for dropping in on you like this, but I didn't have your number."
"Just because I live next door to Madison, I'm not going to say this is acceptable, because it's not. But you're here now. Have a seat on the sofa. Can I get you something to drink?"
she asked, wrapping her robe closer to her body. The soft leather couch looked too intimate. I opted instead for the purple chair with a 7-foot-high back, which was next to the antique mirrored coffee table with silver trim. I sat facing the front door, placing my arms on the amber wooden rests. I interlocked my fingers, then said, "Whatever you have that's cold, cranberry, orange juice, and a shot of vodka would be cool, but I'm okay with straight whiskey, too, if you don't mind."
"Sure, no problem. Does Madison know you're here?"
"No.